Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, come on, man. Hey.
Legend.
Hey, come
Legend.
On, man. No. Come on, man.
Let's go.
Let's bring in our boy.
I want to make sure you're paying attention.
Come on, man. Let's bring it on, boy. Let's show you what we're laughing at. Hold
Come
on.
Come on, man.
Hold on. I'm going to put
Come
the display on, names
cook.
On the screen. Look
Let's
at that boy right cook, there. Let's Chocolate cook. Dollar's here with us. Come on, man.
Wrist on Frost.
Look at that boy. The Louis Vuitton Don.
Oh,
Mark
man.
Jones joining us. Mark, what's
hey,
up, baby?
Man. Hey, man, God woke me up this morning, man. I got no complaints.
Yes,
no complaints.
Yes, indeed.
Just
Mark,
getting ready to, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, Mark, we was talking yesterday. He said you got a flight. So you're not going to be here for tomorrow's game or tonight?
No, I'm tonight's a TNT exclusive.
Right.
We're not doing tonight, but I'll be doing tomorrow's game. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll be doing tomorrow's game. And then, unfortunately, I have an ESPN commitment Sunday. I got Bulls at Knicks Sunday afternoon on the last day of the regular season. Won't be able to do our Portland game, but hopefully we'll have good fortune before that, man. Get up to six and it'll be in the bag, hopefully.
What you think about what this looks like, Mark? It's been tough without Malik, and we've been trying to, you know, stall this team out a little bit, even building a 20-point lead a couple of nights ago, man, having a couple of 20-point leads over the last, you know, 8 or 9 days against the Knicks, and then again, just a couple of days ago, to close out that road trip. But it just feels tough, man. You're losing a lot of firepower with Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk out of
yeah.
the lineup.
Yeah, you said it, man. I mean, you know, you can't dismiss the fact that we're missing about, you know, 26 points per game in those two guys. And you know, the Mike Brown will insist on telling everybody that we have enough, but you know, when you look at guys like, you know, Trey Lyles stepping up, Davion Mitchell stepping up, you know, having to get that kind of production, and now Colby Jones suddenly getting a lot of run, it's a little bit of an unfamiliar position for some guys, different kind of roles at different times and different substitution patterns, not to make excuses, but, you know, the style of play changes without those guys. When you think about Malik not being in there, right? That's 16 points a game plus the added pocket play. The plays he plays in the pocket as well as anybody on our team, maybe the best. His passes to Domas, you know, it's not a surprise that we saw Domas not be as productive offensively, scoring the basketball as he would normally be with Malik in that last game against OKC. And our style of play changes without those two guys. It's not as much dribble handoff action. We play a little bit more pick and roll, and I believe it's a little bit easier subsequently to scheme for us, you know?
Nah, for sure, man.
And I don't
want to harp too much on Tuesday's game against OKC, but you were there. And yesterday, I you know, came on here and everybody was upset with the 58 threes taken, and I understand it. And blown lead, I get it all. But Mark, I watched that team on Tuesday, man, and I said they were playing so damn hard, man. They played their ass off to try and get that one against a team that may be the number one seed on the road. And I had a hard time, even though they didn't. That doesn't mean they played perfect or anything else like that. But I thought they really tried to gut that one out on Tuesday. Yeah. I had a hard time like going in on that team because I know they left it out there and it just wasn't able to happen. Yeah. Is that kind of the same thing you saw?
Yeah. That was a great effort. I mean, you're right, man. This team is not lacking for effort right now. And a great barometer for effort, if you look at the rebounding stats, especially in that first half when they came out with the requisite effort, and you know, rebounding is always a great barometer for effort. And the fact that guys in the last, you know, 15 games, we are, you know, I want to say like top five defensive rating. And when you wake up this morning and look at the synergy stats, cleaning the glass stats, Sacramento is number 14 overall in defensive rating. And that speaks to the improved defense. You can't get good defensive results without great effort. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, some of the stops were not timely stops against OKC. And, you know, once again, the last 2 minute report, I saw it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander
pointed it out the second it happened.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I said he walked. And, you know, the last 2 minute report says, he walked, but that's like telling me the operation was a success, but the patient died. You know, that doesn't help us right now. Yeah. You know, so it's going to take a great collective tonight against New Orleans and again Friday against Phoenix. And, you know, to wrap it off Sunday against Portland. But, you know, I think this team is up to it. We saw last year when it really counted, you know, especially Fox, he really answered the call in that playoff series. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot about the strength and the leadership of this squad in these last three games. So far, you know, a couple of plays and we're 3-1 on that 4-game road trip as opposed to 1-3.
Mark, you talked about the improved defense. It's visible. Like, you can see it when you're watching this basketball team play. They are a better defensive team. The problem is it still feels like with this squad, they're good, but they're not good enough to win games on the defensive end. They still need a high-end performance on offense to get this going, and it feels like De'Aaron has been struggling a little bit, and Domas has been struggling a little bit. And I know it's just beating the same drum, man, but how much of that is an effect of their two-guard depth being completely wiped out?
Yeah, that's it. Look at De'Aaron's minutes, guys, over the last three games. He's had a couple of 42, 43-minute games.
Ain't going to get better either.
No. I mean, the tank's a little low right now. And, you know, they're playing the recovery game. And, you know, they're putting in, you know, we were in Oklahoma City, man, and there was an early bus, another early bus, and then the regular bus schedule to get to the gym in both morning shoot around and then, you know, after shoot around and guys getting shots up. They're very much aware of what it's going to take. You know, mentally, they're there. Sometimes the body doesn't comply. So, you know, I know that over the last 24 hours, they've been getting their treatment and their rest. De'Aaron told me that he's been doing his lifting to try and stay strong even after road games and even sometimes after back-to-back. So he's putting in the time and the effort. And, you know, Domas tonight is going to be an interesting matchup against the New Orleans team because, you know, we need him to be at his best. And this Pelican squad is a team that we've struggled against. And, you know, sometimes we can struggle against length, and they've got Valanciunas and length on the wings as well. So, you know, tonight's going to be a great test and see how we move forward.
You know, Mark, you know, we talked about some of the struggles and, you know, Fox and Sabonis kind of running on Ian and anything. One of the, you know, big revelations as of the last couple of weeks, and especially in that game on Tuesday, was Keon Ellis, man, and the way he's played and showing that he's not just this defensive guy or anything else like that. You leave him open for a shot. The league is going to start to learn. Like, we can't leave him open for a shot. He'll knock it down. You've seen him, you know, the whole way through. You've seen him since he was, you know, that two-way guy earlier. What have you seen in his game where I feel like he's gotten better over the course of the year? He stepped up his game, and that's why he's performing the way he has. What have you seen from him over this time that you've
– I love the way that when he catches guys that he's popping right away. No hesitancy on those three balls. I mean, we saw what he did in that OKC game. We saw what he did, especially in the first half. And if you look at, you know, tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to be interested to see whether guys like, you know, Trey Murphy or CJ McCollum, whoever is guarding him, are going underneath those screens or trying to lock and trail and come over the top. Because if they go under, Keon's going to make them pay. He's been shooting it well. And, you know, at the defensive end, with all of his steals and deflections, you know, he's constantly, I speak with Jordy Fernandez, who runs our defense, he's constantly grading out amongst the top two or three players every single game. With his growth at the offensive end, it's much needed at this point. You know, if he pops for another career high tonight, tomorrow, and then on Sunday, we'll be in good business. And it's not beyond him, because he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. Yeah. A lot of confidence. And there's nobody in his mind that causes him to pause for thought in terms of being able to pull. And, you know, he's got the drive game, the three-pointer, mid-range game, and, you know, he was very locked in on Tuesday.
Mark, the Kings could finish at the very least in the vicinity of what they finished with last year at those 48 wins. But this has felt like a completely different season.
I know.
You are significantly closer to these guys than we are. Is that an accurate assessment? Has this felt different to you and to everyone in the organization?
Yeah. You know, it's the same squad, but it's just dressed up differently. And, you know, at the end of the day, last year first, a historically efficient offense, 120 rating, whatever it was, 25th defensive rating. All that got us was a first-round elimination. You wake up this morning, we're 14th in offense, 14th in defensive rating. That combination gives us a much better chance of advancing past the first round of the playoffs and being a serious contender. That marked improvement of 11 spots in defensive rating makes all the difference. It's not sexy. It's not pretty. And we're not humming the ball around and moving the ball around, getting fancy dunks and taking the league by storm. Hey, listen, the league caught up to us a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's a compliment. We should take that as a compliment. That's why it feels different. Mm-hmm. You said it, man. Like, our record is going to be about the same as it was a year ago, within the vicinity of 48 wins. Mm-hmm. But, you know, imitation is a form of flattery, right? You look around the league, there's a lot of teams playing the same type of DHO actions that we played last year. I counted about five or six at least that have exactly the same type of actions that we play in Sacramento. So they've caught up a little bit. We've caught up on the defensive end. And, you know, these last three games are going to tell ultimately whether the offense is going to be good enough. Albeit you have a disclaimer, because we are missing two key cogs offensively, mm-hmm. Yeah. The sixth man of the year and one of our starters who is averaging, you know, 9-10 points a game. So any way you slice it, there's going to be a little bit of an asterisk, but it's not sexy. We got a little bit more grimy this year and in the mud. I think the formula still worked, and it was a good plan by Mike Brown and his staff.
Yeah. I you know, Mark, I'm an offensive guy, right? I got buckets for that play. So I'm like, hey, we still got to score.
Yeah, you like sizzle on that stake.
What he means is he's not a defensive guy. He wasn't getting down in that stance.
Hey, help. Hey, switch. Hey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I feel like... The thing that gives me pause right now is the fact that, you know, I talked about how hard they played on Tuesday, and, you know, and you had Keon doing what he did, and De'Aaron, you know, he had 33, and I know Sabonis could have played better, but, man, they scratched and clawed to get to 105. I'm like, man, how are we getting to that 115, 117? Like, how does that? They hit 23s on Tuesday. So they're playing tougher. They're playing defense, but that's where, you know, I
think that's a function, KC. I think that, sort of cut you off, I think that's a function of the officiating right now. I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, De'Aaron is sixth in the league in points per game off of drives. Mm-hmm. He didn't shoot his first two free throws until about 8 minutes to go the game. And I'm like, man, what's wrong with this pitcher? Yeah. And at the other end of the floor, there's a respect factor going on because SGA is going to the line like 18, 20 times. Yeah. So, you know, I know that, you know, the front office is sending in film to the NBA officials and saying, hey, take a look at this. We're not getting calls. But, you know, you just have to keep taking it to the basket and making them blow the whistle. At some point, you just pray and hope that they do.
Mark, I want to steal your heat. Tell Mark, what you got
to
do.
To a certain degree, like, it sounds crazy. I think these guys need to fall more. Like, if you really watch, like you do, watch Fox and Sabonis, they don't do all that falling and flailing all over the place. I think, unfortunately, I hate that part of the game, but it seems like that's the only thing that gets these people attention.
I hate to admit it, but you are 100 on that, man. You kept it a bean. That is so true because, you know, De'Aaron and Domas aren't throwing their head back with the big hair going back when they get hit and going to the free throw line and complaining after every single call like a couple of people do in this, like a few superstars in this league do. You know what I'm talking about. And they're not like that. Their disposition naturally isn't like that. And I believe it works against them. Hey, listen, I saw and heard Mike Brown working the officials on every single call. Mm. And I don't usually complain about the officials, guys, because I think they do overall an extremely good job. Literally every call they make is evaluated, every single call. But they missed a few, and Mike Brown let them hear about it to no avail.
They got to fix this system of the last two-minute report, though. Like, if you can evaluate it later, someone in Secaucus can see it in real time. Like, hey, this is wrong. We got a problem here. That ball was off Chet, not Domas. Hey, we got a problem here.
And it don't take that long. I'm watching the game, and within – no more than a minute, I'm like, oh, I know what happened.
If the NFL can figure it out, I feel like y'all could figure it out too. If Mark Jones could point it out when it happens, someone who is looking for these types of things at a monitor in Secaucus should be able to see it.
Yeah. I don't know what the perfect answer is, man.
I don't either.
And we have all the technology at our fingertips, and sometimes I don't even think technology is the answer. I mean, but we already have three officials. They've experimented with the idea of a fourth official, I know, but, you know, sometimes you got the baseline official, you got the slot official, you got the official strong side weak out top, and there's a human element involved, and they're going to miss some calls, and you just pray it doesn't go against you, unfortunately. Yeah. Man, when I look at Colby Jones getting hit in the face in Boston, at the end of the game. And look at that non-travel call on SGA. I mean, he did the electric slide with his pivot foot, man. And
the Cupid shuffle out there with that.
Yeah, it was. All of those, man. But I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. But I tell you what, the Kings have to continue to play through some of those whistles. You can't get into it, the refs. You got to sprint back on defense. Mm-hmm. And I know that's been Mike's message too, man. Don't be selfish about your own situation. You have to sprint back if you don't get the call and play defense, you know, and leave it to the staff to take it up at the first break. Yeah. You know, I'm looking for good results tonight, though. You know, the law of averages says against the Pelicans, we're due.
Got to get one. Can't possibly go 0-5.
Can't do that.
Yeah. And they're missing Brandon Ingram. They're missing 22 points a game in BI. So, you know.
Before we let you go, man, because I told everybody, man, he's, you know, he's jet setting. That's what my man does, man. We're trying to figure out. I said, I think we both agree.
It is Louis.
Yeah, the duffel bag that he's going to the airport with, definitely a Louis one, right? The overnight bag.
Actually, you know what? I'm going grimy. I'm going Samsonite today. I'm going Samsonite.
That's not the brand I was thinking of. I was thinking of a different one.
Playoff time, you gotta go grimy.
But it matches your roller, right?
Throw that thing up.
Yeah, it matches your roller. Like,
isn't it like it start with an H or something, right?
What?
The luggage brand you're talking
no,
about.
No, I'm thinking like, I think it's called Travel Pro or something. I can't
Travel
remember.
Travel Pro is another one, yeah.
Yeah,
Travel
that's
Pro. Samsonite.
The toiletry bag is Louis Vuitton.
They take good hits, man.
Yeah. The toiletry bag is Louis. Louis, I know that much. You know, the LB
the toiletry batter. Is Louis. Yeah, you're right on point.
Mark Jones is responsible.
I got the Gucci belt on today.
Come on, man. I told you, my boy going to do what he do. Come on, he do what he do, man. Come on, now.
This man is responsible for more difficult conversations with our significant others than I care to admit. Like, hey, where did you get that? Hold on, where'd you get that bag from? No, Mark said to wear your blessings. Hey. Who the hell is Mark? That's what he told us that on the radio.
Mark told me.
Mark,
hey, you guys are first team all drip right there, man. I see you guys at the game.
That's that guy.
I see
that's
game.
This guy over here. You see, hey, you guys Mark, you see his jacket? Back. You see his jacket when we went to the concert? You see that Louis biker jacket he had on? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I peep it all the time.
That was a Mark Jones special right there. Boy, there's a lot of money in my vicinity because I'm looking over here to my right. I'm looking here right in front of me, boy. We got a day planned for us.
I need to call a plumber. You guys got so much drip.
Stop that. Mark, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us. Hopefully the season is a long way from over. I imagine your schedule is going to get real, real crazy over the next coming weeks, man. But we'll stay tapped in as this thing unfolds.
Appreciate you guys, man. Keep up the great work. Go Kings. I'll see you at the gym tomorrow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.